A mine proposal in the Roslyn-Patterson area has been heavily protested by local residents. West High Yield's Record Ridge Magnesium Project is in the final review stage with the provincial government and has a closing date as early as August. A petition to veto the project has been started by a group called Save Record Ridge. One of the organizers, Melanie Mercier, joined the Kootenai Morning Show on Monday. She voiced several concerns the community has with this project.
It's concerning because there hasn't been much public consultations up until May this year. So basically, the company's been flying under the radar, and it became evident that at the consultation that it was going to be quite destroying for our communities, the health and safety. The details of the proposal are still obscure because we're waiting to see the permit application. And the stories they've been telling us versus what they have been telling their shareholders also show their lack of integrity and transparency. For examples, too, there's lots of misrepresentation about their intentions. 40 million tons of ore in 40-ton trucks is a million trucks. And Roslyn had a mining industry 100 years ago. Also, you know, the city of Victoria also had a whaling industry back then. So, you know, Roslyn is a tourism industry now. So we have to kind of look at how Roslyn is nowadays. And there's lots of concerns with having clean water and being exposed to carcinogenics and asbestos and silica dust and increasing the traffic, destroying the economy, the lack of First Nation consultation, noise pollution. It just goes on.
We reached out to West High Yield and received responses to several of the Save Record Ridge group's concerns. As it pertains to noise pollution, they say the company is seriously considering an alternative to blasting. If blasting sessions do occur, they will follow all regulations and employ all measures to mitigate the impacts on nearby communities. The company also says they have been engaging with various parties about this project since 2018. This includes consultation with the Senaikes people and other First Nations. West High Yield has completed environmental, social, and cultural studies to support the permitting process. In response to possible negative impacts on Roslyn's tourism industry, the company says they recognize the significance of preserving the recreational assets within the community, and they are committed to fostering open dialogue with the community to address concerns. Finally, a study was done in 2018 by a third party showing the amount of asbestos in the deposit to be negligible. Air samples were tested to see if any asbestos was released into the air. No asbestiform materials were observed on any air samples. They will consider an asbestos management plan as part of their dust management plan. If West High Yield's proposal is approved, the project will run 182 days per year from May until November. Trucks will be carrying ore through Roslyn, Warfield, and Trail to Juanita 7 days per week. According to their website, the investment in this project will be covered in just 1.43 years, and it will generate $2.59 billion in revenue over the 20-year plant life. Reporting in Nelson, Scott Onischuk, KCR News.